I should get a call in a minute. I'll be back. ought to call him the czar, though. We ought to call
him. Oh, czar, something like that.
Energy director or something.
Yeah. Could be more.
There's some good people there. And there again, I think it's important to bring that cabinet committee in.
Absolutely.
And so that they.
Roger Martin and Simon Terry, just in this, you know. Got this quite a few.
Yes.
Defense. Terry, see them back. State. Well, it's a. How do you see that betting out now? Well, I think this organization, it'll work quite well. We can initially use the Simon Policy Committee until a new man gets his feet on the ground. Besides, as he wants to coordinate his department, he can use that Simon Ken if he wants, or he can create a new one.
Yeah, it should reach the outside of treasury.
It doesn't belong.
It would be better if Morton would head up that little group. Now, Simon would be a part of it, but I think it just works.
It's a wrong place, and because George wanted it.
You know, he has a great influence on it. I mean,
Sure, wanted it.
Yeah.
They want George to have it, all the rest, but you see, George's got it all over here. He's got the trade, but he's got the tax, but he's got, you know.
Just too much, Mr. President.
He just loaded it up, and I think he knows it, don't you think? I think he does. He doesn't like to admit it, but he's just physically, you know, pushed behind and he wants to.
He can't do all those things.
And also the economy, man. And then what, then the energy, man. If you add all those together, you're a brave man.
Yeah.
And George is a strong man, but he's a great, great guy. And we don't say it's very important to be in and all that, but that he not have the responsibilities there. We just loaded it down too much.
He works like hell.
That's right. And he works
hard. He can't do all those.
Right. But if you would be particularly, I know you will, now if you would be particularly sensitive to the sensitivities of.
Oh, I am not. Particularly George.
George, you'll have something.
But he's a very sensitive person. I understand, George.
Well, he's a great guy.
That's a very, very good sense of schedule. I mean,
this about your own contacts with the press, when you think you could start that, if you want to reach out.
Well, I thought I ought to be a board for 10 days before I had another meeting with the press.
Right.
And I would rather, when I meet with the press, I would rather meet with them openly, you know, and I don't like these. I'd rather not do backgrounders. I'd rather openly do it. I do better.
That's what I want you to do. No, I want to. Let me say that what I think is very important to you and Colin. You're both very strong men. I want you right out there talking to them too. Not talking to the back door stairs and you excited or somebody like that.
I'd rather do it.
By golly, well, but now the point is that that's the way we get our story across. And if you get one of them on that TV, that's worth 100 words in a column, that other sort of thing.
Well, I would
imagine if you'd be, I wouldn't go working out there right away. Maybe next week.
Next week. I wanted to make a few of these calls with the cabinets and this.
I'd get the word around, we'd like to go around.
And then I'm going to meeting with people like Mayor Washington and people like
that. Are you doing that?
I'm going down to his office and meeting with him. I think it's good now for me to go to them, Mr. President.
Well, fine. But you make them come to you and then you're going to...
Oh, yeah, sure.
You've got enormous responsibility, but I think this is very...
That doesn't make any difference to me.
Go to the Congress, go to the record. I'm just thinking of your time.
No.
Your time. There's the Nellie and Jill and I. And it's good that you're doing it. Congress will appreciate it. When do you think he ought to go out at the press?
I think now that he wants to get to have touched all the spaces and get some of these substantive issues, maybe something on the economy, something on the relating COVID in line on the budget.
Yeah, the budget, the social strategy, the economic package, and we get the energy thing by budget. You've got that, and you've got
the older message
thing
right there. Well, then maybe the energy thing can go Monday or Tuesday. That
would be good. We're ready to go on Tuesday.
And you can go up the mountain in California.
Yes, we did.
We did a lot of shell when we get back here.
Yeah,
but that subsequent, we'll need some subsequent fill after Tuesday's announcement.
I might come out there for a day, but I think it's more important for me to be here with the president.
Well, let me say here. Actually, welcome any day. I mean, what do you think, for example, we want you to come out there and make some news? And we'll have the White House correspondence with us. And what I'd like you to do is to just play that like a yo-yo. Don't just come out there and see, but to come out there, we have a little meeting, you step out, go to the press, you see. We'd like to, you keep in touch with Al on this.
Hello.
And we'll get our strategy worked out, you know, we talk around and so forth. We'll throw you in there when the time comes. Because let me say that I think that I can't say it's such too strong here. Your advice on all these other on all these matters is going to be very important. But I think your presence publicly is very, very I don't want you to hide your house under any bush, whatever the case might be, which I don't think is any problem with you anyway.
No, I don't have any problem.
Well, we've already had a number of rather significant agreements. I'm going to Camp David for this fall tonight. Spend all day tomorrow there. Friday will have a couple of very good days. We'll have a very good communication on Monday. But it'll end on a very high note. It's very high note. And I think it's going to be very well. Matter of fact, Mel can hit that one too. And we should slot right over into that. Will you? As soon as we get that nailer, we're going to have the nailer tomorrow. I mean, I've got to go into it on a couple of touchy points, but we think we know what's going to come out, and it's going to be good. It's going to come out to a good number.
Okay. I've got plenty to do.
Sure.